was looking to the original approval from the previous subdivision. Did you say 11?
Mr. Deal, what I took with this one was your original one that went to Plan Commission, and I made it a little bit looser. You had the section where you also wanted all of these lots built in addition to that, so I loosened that up and allowing them to build what lots they would like to build, but I left in your recommendation that Marquette go through with the first phase, which wasn't our intention when we were trying to do the whole Evergreen, and that we had the phase of the trail. That's why I added on at the end of that, I said, as previously directed and conditioned. So as previously directed was when the whole council said, go forward and work together as two developers and get that road together. And the previously conditioned was the condition definitely with the trail, which sort of had the loose thing about when Marquette goes in. So I have that exact thing here, but I took your recommendation. And it's my understanding, and you've said it here tonight, that your recommendation is to put it in with phase one. City engineer has also told me he would prefer the road to go in sooner because of the stormwater complications, the planning staff complications of having to do all the phases and the short staffness, and they could actually come in with a final approval at every stage, which we just don't have the staff to do that. The stormwater costs and the things that the email that none of you got from the Sarah from the engineering department that talked about them having to build this permanent basic stormwater basin. And it's just a safety issue. It's a safety issue. It always has been. I guess I'm going to just tell a little story here.
Alderwoman, don't go off on tangents.
Well,
keep it going straight.
It's sort of important to the issue because there's a huge history with this road. The police chief and fire chief also have provided their recommendation that they would like to see it go.
That's correct. We understand that the police and fire do. I have a graver concern in regards to, it was stated in plan. I was not at the plan meeting, but there you go into this phasing recommendation that you want, but what there is a possibility that you complete phase one, and we are so generous to grant not putting Marquette through, there is a possibility that Marquette may never get built. And that is not what the council has been talking about for a long, long time in regards to this area. So we don't like that possibility. It's going to come down to cost. If it's $800 a foot to build a road, and you've got 320 feet, and the other gentleman back there's got 400 feet, you got 320 times 800. Okay, so just go 300. It's easier math. Okay. Well, you can take 1,000. Okay. You know what? The cost of construction has gone up. We're going to see it on another agenda item, okay? 50% higher than what we envisioned, okay? So, okay, let's go 1,000 of, okay, you've got 320,000 square feet. If we leave it as an ambiguous number up to you to decide, well, I can't afford to do it, we've already let the cows out of the barn, okay? And that's why the concerns and the questions that are coming about here are that. We want to be assured that this road, Marquette, that goes directly to a grade school, and it alleviates all the pressure along all those older neighborhood artery roads. It just makes it a lot smarter, a lot better. So that's why I can see why the Alderwoman has put this item in here, to make sure that that item goes. And if we've got a developer that's willing to do it on one side and is willing to play that, you know, play properly, we want both people to, both developers to work and be on the same page. So before I give up my thing, older woman, did you have anything quick to say?
I just want to say that this has been something I've been working on since 9/11 happened.
Okay.
And that was long before any of these people were involved, because I was at the school when the parents came rushing, concerned about what was happening in the world. And I saw what happens at that school when there's a lot of people up there. And it really, for safety reasons, as the police chief and the fire chief and the engineer and the planning manager and the council has already said, I'm very firm on number 14.
Okay.
On number 16, all I did was take the exact language that has always been used and just make it read the same as it always has. Before, some of those deed restrictions protect the commons, legal instruments, that was all a lot looser, and I made it say more with the ordinance. Mr. Deedle knows that there's probably not a problem with that.
Oh, okay, so...
So that's where we're at.
Okay, thank you, Alderwoman. Nicole and Rick, you can wrap up on those two items.
Yes, thank you. So I really want to first say it is absolutely our goal to get this project through, and it is absolutely our goal for Marquette Avenue to go through as well. Obviously, we've invested a lot of time, energy, money into this project, so much as to last week we had contractors out there doing test holes on the soil for where Marquette is proposed to be. So our intention, 100%, is for this development to go through and for that road to go through. With that being said, there are a lot of variables at this phase in the game. And we have obviously had to sit back and just take a look at all those variables and figure out what makes the most sense and what gets us to that end goal, both for ourselves and the city, in the best way possible for everybody involved. And that is the reason why we have the phasing. The phasing is not a definite, you know, line that says we are absolutely not putting that road in at phase one. It is allowing us some flexibility for, I think it's 4 additional lots that are on improved roads. Should the, I'm just going to name a couple of variables, but let's just say we can't find a contractor for 6 months. It allows us to get those lots on the market quicker while we're waiting for a contractor. Let's say the pricing comes in astronomically high. No matter which way we're looking at it, and I mean, this is the fact, if that road comes in at $1.2 million, we're probably not putting the road in under any condition. So again, we're trying to get to that end result in the best way possible. We cannot, you know, make a sound business decision, in our opinion, by cornering us into the inability to have those lots that are on improved roads have that ability to develop those up front. We 100% understand the safety. I appreciate the safety aspect of it. I personally, I'm a resident of Franklin. I have children. I would love to see or have seen long before we've even been sitting up here, if this has been an ongoing concern, which it sounds like it sure has been, I would have loved to see the city put this road in years before we even got involved. I know at one point they had it budgeted in. So again, I hear the concerns. It obviously is a pretty significant issue. We are here as a developer. We've got something on the table. We have an end goal to get the city what they ultimately want, which is that road. The only thing we're really asking for is for you to roll with us a little bit on the potential option. And again, it's a potential option of not putting that road in the immediate first phase. And again, I want to reiterate, it may come. I just want to touch on that resolution because I know that was part of the evergreen, and I know that that was the intention that was listed for the connection with that trail. That was given to us pretty late in the game. We read it. Quite honestly, I understood that it connects to that cul-de-sac, that first cul-de-sac, which is Pleasant View Court. For all feasibility and common sense purposes, you can't really construct that trail until that cul-de-sac goes in. Otherwise, you're starting a trail in the middle of a field. So just from a feasibility and practical standpoint, it doesn't make sense to put that in if that cul-de-sac does not go in at phase one. which is the only, obviously, I guess, part to that resolution that maybe is being interpreted in a couple different ways. I certainly understand what the intention, it sounds like, is. Our intention, again, is to connect it as well. It's just a matter of the feasible timing.
Okay, Alderman.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I hear you. What about a personal guarantee? Because we have an item later on here in the agenda for occupancy permits and, you know, saying we're going to tie the developer to a personal guarantee. We all know what agenda item that is. Actually, that item comes up over and over, personal guarantee. So I'd love to trust you. I'd love to say, yep, you're going to do it, but I want to have a guarantee. So, I mean, frankly, I'm going to support what's in front of me unless you want to say, yes, we'll do that. We'll draft up something. I mean, this obviously goes between your attorneys, our city attorney, to put something together. But I want to know that you're going to do it, not just your promise or you want to see it all, so everything else. I want to know. So, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it takes, you can't find someone for 6 months. I would feel bad, you know. Or maybe at this moment it's $1.2 million. I don't think so, but let's just say it is. But to tie you in, to make sure it gets done, I mean, that's the way I can see it happening. Or we vote this way and you walk. I don't know, you know, what's going to happen. But, I mean, I think we're pretty serious about this. It's been going on a long time. When I get a letter, you know, an email from both of our chiefs on public safety, you know, we didn't put in the roads. We let developers put in roads. That's one thing we've always done. So, you know, if that's an option, maybe that's a solution. I don't know. I can't speak for you. But, you know, I'm just letting you know where I stand, that I'd be willing to do that.
Alderwoman.
I think it was the fire chief that made the comment, but I have to agree that starting construction on that small section of Marquette without consideration to going out to Marquette is going to cause a lot more congestion, construction traffic coming down 49th Street. And when I walk door to door for several years on your behalf to let the neighbors know that you wanted to do this project and you were going to try to do the right thing and you were going to put in the trail and you were going to make all these great improvements, I told them, I understand you're not happy with the amount of homes coming in your neighborhood. I understand you're concerned about the loss of the farm fields and what you like to look at. But the positive thing going here is the two developers are going to get together and they're finally going to put Marquette Road through to 51st Street. And that is going to take the traffic off of 49th and the buses and everything that winds around on those no curb and gutter roads that are breaking off the edges of the streets, that are causing additional repairs for the city. And that helped the support for both of your projects. And now, I thought I was going to have to go out last night and get everybody on 49th Street in here to say, why are you causing all of this traffic on our street? Because that's what's going to happen with any amount of construction you're going to do without going out from 49th Street or from 49th out. You have a free section of road that was built for you that you didn't have to pay for, that you want to take advantage of and get your lots. That's great. It does not provide the safety that the city needs. It does not build the community that we would like to see. We have a long-standing need for this road, and I would like to take a vote on this and see where it goes at this point.
Okay. Do I have a motion?
I have I'm making a motion to.
Can I just interject?
But she, I mean, I did ask a question.
Yeah. Okay.
And I never got a chance to respond.
Okay. Nicole?
So I guess to your point, Mr. Taylor, a personal guarantee obviously would be something we'd have to look into. I don't even know a number at this point, so I don't know what that would even look like. And again, if that personal guarantee or if that road comes in, like I'm being very transparent here, if that road comes in at an astronomical number, I mean, I don't know if I can't speak for the other developer. We've had multiple conversations amongst the two of us. We've had multiple meetings. There is a breaking point where if that road comes in at X, neither one of us are moving forward. So that personal guarantee, I don't know, and maybe that's part of the contract. I don't know. I'm willing to look into that. I think given all the different criteria, and you know, we're not comfortable with this, and it's not going to get to your end goal doing this, which obviously is the road. I think maybe at this point we should table this so that we can go back, reassess, have some conversations, and relook at this.
Well, I think the city, we want to know what X is. Because if X is going to be there, I got a funny feeling this is the resolution that's going to get approved.
Right, I guess my only feedback to that is I don't know how to say it without, I'm not trying to come across, you know, rudely or whatnot, but you're on behalf of the city, you're really kind of putting it in a backwards motion, because we have the steps forward to get that road in, potentially at phase one. By pushing this, we're pushing that potential out, which just doesn't make sense for the city to make a move like that.
One other comment I'd just like to make, as far as the price of the road. You know, we've been in negotiations with the developer, and up until just very shortly, we've worked with them for probably the last 6 to 8 months in regards to this. We have both have the same goal in mind, okay? We have both spent a lot of money on engineering and so forth and so on. So as my daughter said, we want to see this happen, okay? But it's just the tying in part of it is where we have the problem. That's the only thing we have.
And I get that. I hear you, but I want the guarantee. I think we all want the guarantee, and you wanting to is not guaranteeing it is the problem.
But Alderman Taylor, let me ask you this, and this is just a hypothetical. If the road comes in, and we've had discussions with the other developers, and it comes in, let's just say $1.2 million, the other developers aren't going to move forward. So therefore, there's no road. There's no road. I guess that's
And why are we saying 1.2 million? I mean, is that a number that that you have a good idea, or are you just picking stuff out of the air?
We're picking stuff right
now. Okay, well, I start getting uncomfortable with something, when I remember this whole first phase, I mean, we were supposed to put this stuff on phase one. We didn't. We gave you the benefit of the doubt. We let you, start putting some lots in that. I mean, I start getting uncomfortable when I see things like not happening, or like, well, this wasn't the intent. No, I think we've been pretty clear all along. So,
and again, I'm just going to reiterate. I mean, we are here to try to work with the city. We're trying to get to the end goal. These are the terms that we as a company are comfortable with. Okay. I mean, the only guarantee of your road really is the city putting it in. I mean, that's really your only guarantee. But again, I respect your position.
We haven't quoted it at all.
We're working on numbers. We were getting the final drawings and the final sketches, so we're still in negotiation phases and bidding stages.
Alderwoman.
So, but I'm just trying to communicate our intention, and
right.
I obviously respect everyone's opinion,
right.
As well.
Alderman Fiber.
A microphone.
Mike, you got to go to.
Yeah, you got to learn to do that. You've been here a while.
You're not sleeping, are you?
Okay, Mike.
If it comes in at 1.2 million, hypothetically, wouldn't you want to know that in phase one before you do anything else? So why wouldn't it be something you could do in phase one?
We are in the bidding stages right now. We don't have those numbers now, but we're here for a preliminary plat right now.
But you want to start phase one.
Correct, because we have lots that are on.
If it comes in at 1.2, then what?
Then we would probably hold off until the market changes a little bit. I mean, obviously, prices, as we all know, are at a very all-time high right now. That's not saying in 6 months or 8 months or a year that those numbers don't change. I mean, you'd be approving a plat with that road going in. It's just a matter of when it would be going in. So it's miles above where we're at today without a road planned or going in, is I guess the way that I'm looking at it. But we've been in development a long time. I think a lot of people up here can speak. I mean, the prices right now are as high as they've been in years. They're probably not going to stay there. I'm hoping they're not going to stay there.
I just want to add one thing, and it's kind of a good example. And I brought it up at the Planning Commission meeting. You know, when the city sent out for bids on their pavilion, there's a good example. in the park. I believe they, and I'm not the exact numbers, but I believe they had a budget of around $350,000, $400,000 for that pavilion. I think the bid came in at like $580,000, and everybody said, forget about it. You know, that's way too expensive. Well, that's kind of what happens. So that's kind of the position that we would like to at least be comfortable with. If it comes in attractively and it makes sense, we are moving forward. That's all I know.
Are you? Well, who's got?
I'm just surprised if we're 6 to 8 months. I mean, you've been talking about how long you've been working with this developer, the other developer, and you know, at some point, as Alderman Barber said, I mean, what you want to know. I mean, this is something that's been like. I think if you don't haven't realized by now that this road was make or break with this common council, I don't know how you could not know that from 6 or 8 months ago. And knowing that, I would have thought back in that time you would have went out there and looked to get an idea of what this road is. To know it, you wouldn't want to be sitting here in 6 to 8 months later knowing that we're going to make a decision that says that road will go in with, you know, with phase one. So I don't understand the disconnect of all the conversation that's been at this level, not the plan commissions, I said, don't really care. I mean, I care what they have to say, but we decide, not them. And I just don't know why you'd wait now and say, well, we're working on it. I would have thought, man, listened to this council. They're pretty clear they want this road in. I mean, we made it crystal clear. And back 6 or 8 months ago, you know, at the end of the year, saying, all right, let's get some quotes now. Let's go out to bid. I mean, contractors are always hungry for business. Maybe they could sneak something at the end of the year. Maybe they could be the first one out of the gate. But you didn't do it. Now you're here saying, nah, we don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean that's not actually true. I mean, we did have preliminary conversations between the two engineers. They recently finished the drawings for bidding, the bid drawings. So there was a lot of back and forth, a lot of added things that had to be on those plans to actually get a bid set put together, to actually get a solid number. So, I mean, we absolutely were having conversations and whatnot. Again, I can't stress enough, if the numbers come in attractively, we want to move forward, but we want to have that flexibility.
Alderwoman.
I was researching this, and in addition to working on this since 9/11, I found an email on staff reports from 2016 that was copied to you, that was sent to Joel Needle about this road going in during the first phase. And you didn't want to connect. And Mr. Needle wanted everything phased out. In fact, the ordinance says that phasing is preferred. I don't remember exactly how he said that. And we didn't go with that, because we gave you the benefit of the doubt. And then your plan changed like 3 different times. I was always out, you know, trying to let the neighbors know what happened next. I don't want to go through that again. I've been working on this and knocking on doors with this development for 4 years. It's time to move forward. Now, you went forward with good faith effort and had the other developer do the design and engineering for your road, and as far as I know, that has not been paid. I'm speaking now. The park story was told here. It was told at the park commission. I mean, at the plan commission. I'm going to tell the correct story about the park. It was $648,000, and it was put out for bid for 8 weeks at the end of the season. That's why it came in so high. So... and now we're talking about the whole money issue about this road, but what are you going to do with the other developer? They came to this council and said, we would like to develop this Wally Habowitz's property, which you tried to buy and couldn't get, and Wally is here in the audience, and they were able to make that negotiation. That land was held by a trust, and we couldn't, as a city, move forward with that road if we wanted to, because it was tied up in court. Because I know I met with the city attorney and we got that easement to put that road in. So if you say the city could have done it a long time ago, no, we couldn't, because it was held in a trust and tied up in court. That got out of court when you bought the property. So now we have this good faith effort. When the other developer came in, they have three other access points that they could have done. And they were told, no, go away. We want this road. Everybody wants this road. You guys don't come back to work together. That was clear as anything that I've ever heard said at a meeting about a road. Do it together. Go build the road together. Now, if you go forward, you're leaving them hanging with one small section of road because you want to basically get your lots and get your money first. And if the resolution, how you pushed at the Planning Commission to have all of your successors in there, tells me you could build your lots and walk away. That frightens me for the community, for the safety of the community. This vote is not for me. This is not Kristen Wilhelm's issue and her vote. This is a neighborhood issue. This is a community. We're trying to build a community. We're asking you to help build a community and work together as we've asked you to do to build this road. It's not for me. I'm only carrying the message for the residents in that area and the 500 children that go to Pleasant View School. And the first time something happens at that school, who's going to be scrambling to get the road in then? It's silly. It's silly. And if this road, if we don't pass this tonight, I can't say when this road will ever go in and get done. And if you don't want to do it and do what's right for the community, then maybe you're not the right developer for this project because the other developers are ready to go forward. They're not whining about the cost at this point.
Alderwoman, okay.
Yes.
Well,
Alderman Mayor, did you have a final comment?
Yeah, now I agree the road should go through. It's a safety issue. It's a safety issue for the school. You're going to put the road in. We don't have a road there now. We've never had a road there. You're saying you're going to put it in. It's just not going to go in right now. You're going to phase it in, which is a logical thing.
Maybe.
There's a maybe there.
I mean, we may not have to.
Clarify that, because that clarify what you just said.
So we might put it in phase one right off the bat, but it would obviously be going in phase two as the worst case.
But it's going to go in.
Yes.
It's going to go in. We're going to have a road there. It's logically, you're going to phase it in. It may go in right away. It may not. But you're going to do it.
That's what the plat would be approving.
Alderman Mayor, just so you know, there is also that possibility that it may never go in.
Unfortunately, that possibility
correct.
Is
walks,
the
it's
same.
Not going to go in.
Correct. So it's up to you guys. Mr. Deedle.
To quantify that, again, the worst case scenario would be they do phase one without the road. They're proposing five lots, three off Marquette, two off of 51st. Then the whole thing falls apart and they don't do phase two. 10 years down the road, whenever somebody else picks this up and finishes it, they have five less people they can share that cost with. It's that much harder to build Marquette now. So I believe this is the best time to build it now. They got all of these guys, all these future lots, and all the lots of the developer to the north, all share that cost. If they only do a phase one and don't build the road, and it sits for a long time, and not the ownership changes, they do a new subdivision plat, they redo all the covenants and deed restrictions, these five guys won't want to be in. There's going to be a fight right there. So they might not be able to contribute towards the cost of that road. So then it's harder to build. That's all.
Okay. Alderwoman, we're done talking about this subject. Either we're going to get a motion to table, we're going to get a motion to move forward with the recommended resolution. Alderman Taylor?
Just a question, I guess. So what percentage of the road is this developer compared to the other developer? Like, what's the breakdown? Let's say it's 100%.
It's
100% cost.
It's about 50-50. There's 400 feet for developer A, 320 feet for developer B. Taking 1,000 per foot, it's 320 $100,000 versus $400,000.
That's why that's right. So, I mean, there. That's why this 1,000
isn't that far off.
Right.
Pardon? Well, if it's pertinent to, otherwise we're getting ready. Okay.
I believe it's over. This one relating to the road, which is the construction of Marquette. They have down full and complete construction of Marquette.
Yes.
Should that not clarify that it is 49th Street to 51st, which is part of? I'm sorry.
It's in conjunction with the other developers, so that's on the plan. It shows where the brake line is.
It says in cooperation with the developer.
I just want to make sure there's no ambiguity around that.
I mean, I think I'd like to vote on this, and not. And here's the reason I would say that and not table it is, okay, we get this done. You guys can go back, reconvene, figure out what you want to do. If you, the option of guarantee is still obviously on the table, you come back and say, hey, this is what we'd rather do, and we make a change. I just want to move forward with this, put it in writing, and then let you guys decide how you want to proceed. I don't know if.
Okay.
I mean, we have another item after this. I'm assuming we're going to approve on items 2 and.
Do I have a motion on the resolution that Alderwoman Wilhelm redrafted at 521? Alderwoman, it's your district. Do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution.
Second. I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Against?
No.
Motion passes, 4 in favor and 1 against. Do you want a roll call just to know?